You can tell a true war story by the way it never seems to end. Not then, not ever. Not when Mitchell Sanders stood up and moved off into the dark. It all happened. Even now, at this instant, I remember that yo-yo. In a way, I suppose, you had to be there, you had to hear it, but I could tell how desperately Sanders wanted me to believe him. His frustration at not quite getting the details right, not quite pinning down the final and definitive truth. And I remember sitting at my foxhole that night, watching the shadows of Quang Ngai, thinking about the coming day and how we'd cross the river and march west into the mountains, all the ways I might die, all the things I didn't understand. Late in the night, Mitchell Sanders touched my shoulder.
"Just came to me," he whispered. "The moral, I mean. Nobody listens. Nobody hears nothing. Like that fat-ass colonel, the politicians, all the civilian types, your girlfriend, my girlfriend, everybody's sweet little virgin girlfriend. What they need is to go out on LP. The vapors, man. Trees and rocks. You got to listen to your enemy."
And then again in the morning, Sanders came up to me. The platoon was preparing to move out, checking weapons, going through all the little rituals that preceded a day's march. Already the lead squad had crossed the river and was filing off toward the west.
"I got a confession to make," Sanders said. "Last night, man, I had to make up a few things."
"I know that.
The glee club. There wasn't any glee club."
"Right.
No opera."
"Forget it. I understand."
"Yeah, but listen. It's still true. Those six guys, they heard wicked sound out there. They heard sound you just plain won't believe."
Sanders pulled on his rucksack, closed his eyes for a moment, then almost smiled at me. I knew what was coming. "All right," I said. "What's the moral?"
"Forget it. No, go ahead."
For a long while, he was quiet, looking away, and the silence kept stretching out until it was almost embarrassing. Then he shrugged and gave me a stare that lasted all day.
"Hear that quiet, man?" he said. "That quiet. Just listen. There's your moral."